Welcome back to another edition of me illustrating everything wrong with the modern ESPN. I will be perfectly honest with you. I don't watch ESPN anymore. The story I'm about to share with you guys, I got from Awful Announcing. Most of the on-air personalities at ESPN, they're unlikable, unrelatable, unentertaining. Outside of Stephen A. Smith, I cannot think of another on-air talent at the worldwide leader in woke that is even remotely close to being entertaining. I used to be a daily viewer of ESPN. Before it became Woke Take, I watched First Take every morning around the Horn, PTI, SportsCenter. I refuse to watch any of them today. Every show on the network has become infected with the woke fungus. Around the Horn, they went from guys like Jay Mariotti to Mina Kimes. Mina Kimes? You know what Mina Kimes can tell me about the NFL? Nothing. I don't need an NFL analyst who qualified for the job because she wrote some heartfelt letter about how she and her father bonded over the Seattle Seahawks. I don't need an NFL analyst who was only given the job because she checked multiple woke boxes. When it comes to analyzing the NFL, Mina Kimes, completely useless. I used to really like Mike Wilbon until he traded in his common sense for a cucumber. Malika Andrews, Sarah Spain, L. Duncan. It's like a shitfuck convention. ESPN's filled with wanker spankers. Outside of keeping the woke oak trees alive by converting oxygen to carbon dioxide, can anyone give me a purpose of these woke welfare recipients at ESPN? Just one purpose? I know Sarah Spain prunes a pretty tree. I know Max Kellerman is excellent watering nuts so they grow into a full oak tree ready to be worshipped. But anyone can water a fucking plant. ESPN's filled with people who lack talent. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of having my intelligence insulted. I'm tired of these shit fucks trying to censor content, censor speech. All in the name of safety. We must protect people's feelings. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. There are some people who watch this channel every day just so they can be offended. I had a guy email me the other day. You make valid points sometimes, but you're so mean to people. You can't fight fire with fire. Kill them with kindness. Yeah. Let me welcome you back to reality. Kindness does not work. These people see kindness as a weakness. I'm not mean to people. I mean to shit fucks. Being kind, being considerate to people who are actively fighting for our destruction, that's how this country got into the position that we're in now. Like I said, I'm tired of having my intelligence insulted. This morning on Woke Take, we were given another reminder that the woke fungus has completely infected ESPN. Dan Orlovsky, he was the rotating guest debater this morning on the show. Now, if you know anything about ESPN, you know Dan Orlovsky was invited on Woke Take to represent diversity. Usually, you turn on the show, it looks like NWA, no whites allowed. But every now and then, ESPN, they like to pretend to be diverse. Once Stephen A. Smith removed his supersized cucumber, the debate was ready to begin. In a shocking change of format, the topic on Woke Take wasn't mythical racism. They were not pretending Ime Udoka was being unfairly targeted by the Boston Celtics because he's a black man. They weren't talking about the lack of black head coaches in the NFL, which is kind of surprising. Since USA Today recently published a report pretending to point out the bias in the NFL against black head coaches. Of course, the report was filled with inaccuracies and propaganda. I almost talked about it last week, but I'm so tired of disproving that bullshit notion, I just decided to pass on it. On Woke Take this morning, they were doing something revolutionary for ESPN. They were talking about sports. Stephen A. Smith, he was in a great mood, his bongo fully satisfied from freshly delivered cucumbers from the corner bodega. The topic was Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Dan Orlovsky, he was making the case that this week's game against the Ravens is a must-win game for the Bills. Now, as you guys know, anytime the conversation is strictly sports-related on ESPN, there is going to be a violation of the woke commandments. This morning was no different. Watch this exchange. See if you can spot the violation before Stephen A. Smith points it out. Roll the film.
You're starting to say, man, we got some chinks in the armor. We're going to have to fix this. We saw the emotion of last week. I love Buffalo. They are my pick in many ways. I think they are still the best team in football. But this feels like one of those games that they got to kind of go rectify what happened this past weekend.
All right, just from a politically correct standpoint, is it chinks or is it kinks in armor? Which word is appropriate, Molly? Which one is it? Is it kinks?
Kinks.
Kinks?
Yeah.
Or chinks?
Kinks in the armor?
I don't know.
I know what you're trying to say.
We avoid that one.
We'll avoid that one for now.
Okay.
But we'll leave it there because we got plenty more. Dan, do you still want to stick around? You want to stick around with this guy? Because if you need to go, you're good.
I'm 2-0 right now.
Really? Really? Are we really doing this? The phrase chink in the armor, that has been used since the 17th century. Everyone knows what it means. Everyone knows what Dan Orlovsky was trying to say. If you don't and you want to pretend it's mythical racism, you're a stupid fuck. If you really want to dive into mythical racism, Dan Orlovsky, he said something else that could be offensive to a shit fuck. He said the word rectify. This man said rectify. That is a direct violation. He's making fun of us. He is stealing our words. This man knows we sometimes call our bongos rectums. This evil white man is guilty of rectumism. The proper punishment for this violation is a forceful pounding of the rectify. What made this situation even more awkward than it already was Dan Orlovsky trying to backpedal. Stephen A. Smith sitting there trying to give him an out. Molly, I know you're educated in being offended. After all, you were once married to Pastor Jalen Rose, the man offended by Mount Rushmore. Please tell us, Molly, is it kinks in the armor or the C word? Dan Orlovsky, he prepped for the expected onslaught of cucumber. I said kinks, Stephen A. I said kinks. I swear to God, I said kinks. Please don't stick me in the dungeon with Max Kellerman. I promise, I promise. I will never violate the commandments again. Dan Orlovsky only made himself look weak by backpedaling. We all heard you say it, dude. Hell, you didn't say anything wrong. Instead of backpedaling Dan Orlovsky, he should have said, hey, Stephen A., quit with your politically correct bullshit. You know what I said. You know exactly what I meant. Take this woke wiener back and beat Max Kellerman's rectify with it. I would have had a hell of a lot more respect for him if he had just stood up to this stupidity. Does anyone on that panel have any common sense? These people are so afraid of offending someone. They're so afraid of losing their woke welfare at ESPN that they make themselves look completely stupid on national television just to remain politically correct. Believe it or not, I'm actually going to give Stephen A. Smith the benefit of the doubt here. I have watched that clip several times just to study the reaction of Stephen A. Smith. When Dan Orlovsky said chinks in the armor, Stephen A. didn't react. I mean, why would he? The phrase has been used for hundreds of years. Am I supposed to be offended anytime someone asks for a cracker? Should black people be offended at Starbucks when someone wants their coffee black? Does Donald Trump get offended when someone asks for an orange? Does Don Lemon get in his feelings when someone says lemons are too sour for their taste? Well, knowing Donnie, probably so. But you get the point. Stephen A. has no reaction when this was initially said. Then about 10 seconds later, he gives this subtle nod. Now at that point, Dan Orlovsky was saying the Bills were his pick to win the Super Bowl. It is entirely possible Stephen A. was nodding in agreement or nodding to let Dan Orlovsky know that he hadn't fallen asleep like the handful of people that still watch this show. Now, this is pure speculation on my part, but it's educated speculation. I spent a lot of time analyzing ESPN and the way this network operates. I think producers got in his ear and told Stephen A. Smith to address the comment. He only had, 10 seconds to come up with something, which is probably why he posed this in the form of a question and immediately tossed the cucumber to Molly Karam. She, of course, responds with, "We avoid issues like that." Yeah, like this show never talks about mythical racism. Now, to her credit, Molly Karam gave Dan Orlovsky an out. Dan, are you sure you still want to be on this show? Why, sure, Molly. I love being accused of mythical racism. He should have said, I'm getting the fuck out of here. The better question would have been, is anyone still watching this show? Every now and then, Stephen A. Smith, he will send out a tweet bragging about the ratings of Woke Take. We are the number one show on cable. We are dominating the competition. Our ratings are higher than Cheech and Chong. Are we looking at the same numbers? Your only competition is undisputedly Woke. Everything on TV beats Shay Shay and Skippy Bebe in the ratings. You could air live footage of the porta potties being emptied at the WNBA dump. It would beat Undisputedly Woke. Wednesday, something called Dr. Pimple Popper on TLC doubled the audience of Woke Take. A show about someone popping zits beat the most popular show on ESPN, a network struggling to maintain its relevance. This is why I refuse to watch this network. ESPN treats you like you're a dumbass. I guarantee you. As soon as that segment ended, they were looking at Twitter to see if anyone was offended. I don't know why this is so difficult for ESPN to understand, but Twitter ain't real. I saw something recently. I can't remember the exact number, so I'm not going to speculate. But according to this study, the vast majority of Twitter accounts are either inactive or they're bots. Most of the active accounts, woke shit fucks. The opinions on Twitter represent a minuscule portion of the American population. Yet for some reason, ESPN, they continue to cater to basement dwellers and non-binary robots, which is great for people like me, because more and more people are getting their news from here. But let me know what you think. Stephen A. Smith awkwardly attempts to correct Dan Orlovsky, who immediately backpedals and pretends that we're all deaf. Do you think ESPN forced Stephen A. Smith to address this? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.